special treat from down under in New Zealand. We got our buddy Vinny Eastwood live on the air. Vinny, this is a very, very short show, so we're only going to bother you for about 40 minutes. Are you on board, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a very short show. And I know how much you hate coming on my show, especially when we've been drinking, but goddamn, you're a good sport, man. Yeah, I mean, you really are. Vinny,
yeah.
Go ahead. Over.
And goddamn, you drink a lot, man. You really do.
Yeah, we do, but that's kind of my shtick. I get drunk, and I go on air, and then we have a blast. But anyway, hey, Vinny, by the way, we have a compadre of yours. Well, not a compadre, but a peer of yours. We have KDix, the guy who started KDix Radio in Sacramento, California, live on air, Haggard Hound. And we have Snake Man live on air as well, and he is launching his new radio network on May Day, May the 1st.
So, hey, Vinny, nice to see you again.
The Satanic holiday.
Yeah, so exactly. So we pretty much have a show basically with just a bunch of radio dorks like us. I plan on bringing no one else on board, Vinny, out of respect to you. I know that you're mainstream down there, and whenever I get you on the show, it's a goddamn special.
I'm mainstream. I was at a protest the other day. I think there was like 5,000-6,000 people there. This Indian dude who had a caravan that was laden with speakers and a sound system, nobody was actually speaking through it. So he gave the microphone to me, and I spoke through it for about an hour and a half, non-stop, to the people on the side of the street behind the protest. And there were people on the sidewalk that were actually stopping where they were going and following me up the street listening.
Good deal,
I must
buddy.
Have said the word scumbag
through an
amplification device.
That's what I
device.
Call fucking boss.
Vinny,
I must have said the word scumbaggery through a megaphone
like a
or another amplification
like
device, something like 50 times.
Vinny,
nice cricket.
Sorry.
Nice cricket.
I would not have even tried to drag you into this madness if it weren't for Snake Man. He's like, bring Vinny on the air. So he's a big fan of yours, Vinny. So I was like, well, you know.
Hey, Vinny and I share the same Commonwealth. So we still, all our countries report to the Queen. So, yeah.
Isn't it really the common stealth?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I like that. I think that's a great way of putting it, Vinny. Vinny, you'll have to come on. What's the time difference between Canada in the East Coast and I can find out, and where you are in New Zealand?
Well, it's currently about 15 minutes to midday.
Oh, okay, okay. So that you got. Listen, man. If you'd like, I don't mind carrying your show or whatever on Ninja One as a feed or whatever, whenever you want.
Vinny's a time traveler.
Please do. We'll put you on the American Freedom Radio affiliates list as well.
Oh, are you with American FR?
Oh yeah.
You know what?
Everybody's up.
You don't have to put me on the AFR if you don't want to. But I could certainly link you, right? And your website.
Well, it's part of the thing.
Oh, you're
part
of the AFR.
If you're streaming any of the shows from American Freedom Radio, we can also add you onto the website on American Freedom Radio as an affiliate because you're playing an American Freedom Radio show.
Well,
I didn't know you were on the American Freedom Radio network, Vinny. I thought you were running your own network. That's why I thought.
I'm syndicated across the US and New Zealand at the moment, and I've got a couple of UK-based internet radio stations that play it, and a few others here or there, Wolf Spirit Radio, for instance. So I just basically want to get out on as many platforms as possible because I bring something different to the table that a lot of truthers do. I think I help a lot of people actually deal with this conspiracy Shiite Muslim that we all have to go through every day. You know, it's good to just have a few laughs and kick back and relax. And when you look at a lot of talk radio, it's just kind of not there.
Right. I agree. Okay, so I'm not so sure about the American Freedom Radio, but that's got that Truth Brigade chick on there. So I'm a little bit whatever.
Oh, Jamie, trust me, there's a lot of other people on there. It's like bagging McDonald's because you don't like one particular person. Bag McDonald's because McDonald's is bad, not because that one person who served you a burger the one time sucked.
Is it possible to link you without, like, American Free Radio through your UK syndicates?
Of
or
course.
Your UK?
Well,
okay, because that's what I prefer to do then, because I'm a Canadian content provider, so I'd like to stick it within the United Kingdom, if that's possible. What UK provider could I go through then? Or
well, on American Freedom Radio... On American Freedom Radio, we have me, a New Zealander, hosting a show. We have an Australian hosting a show. And we have a few New Zealanders and a couple of Canadians hosting the show, hosting shows on American Freedom Radio. Yeah, so it's global at this point. We haven't had anybody from the UK yet, but Danny Romero is hunting around for people from the UK to join the network as well.
Okay. All right, let me think about it then.
Your site, isn't it like Outlaw Radio or something like that, Benny? I forgot the name of your site.
No. TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. If you just search Vinny Eastwood, Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, allegedly, then you'll find me. There is really no other Vinny Eastwood, and there really is no other... truth, media, radio, etc. personality in New Zealand apart from me, so I'm not that hard to find. Plus, I'm 6 foot.
Well,
four.
Would you mind coming on as an Would you mind if I brought you on as a guest from time to time, and perhaps on the opening show, for whatever your time permits? Let me know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So you can talk about your show or your cause, and we can leave it at that. And
yeah, I mean,
I'll just say that Vinny Eastwood could be a regular
contributor.
I gotta say, Vinny, Snake is a lot more professional than I am. So yeah, you'll probably have a lot better time on his show than you would on mine. But notice those pricks from Kate hung up, because they even sent me a message. You guys are getting too in depth. So yeah, we have to go. But anyway.
Oh yeah, yeah. Charlie, your show's like that, man. It'll just get you bring on different people who are talking about different stuff. And and some people just kind of feel left out and they leave, kind of thing.
Well, man, I'd much rather talk about I do love getting sort of comedic sometimes and having a good time and talking about funny stuff as well and making fun of the New World Order. But that being said, man, I like getting serious with real activists sometimes too, man, and just going for it. But yeah,
I do an interesting twist on that, Charlie. I get the real serious activists onto my show to have a real good time.
Well, yeah, and I try to do that. Once again, they're the ones who hung up because they realized we were going in a sort of serious. I guess it's not even a really serious direction, but they wanted to get drunk and yell and scream. And I was not even going to do a show tonight until Haggard talked me into it. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And but yeah, man, Snakey brought up, well, why don't you try to bring Vinny on the show? Snake is a big fan of yours, apparently. And so I brought you on. Those fuckers hung up. So this is why we are where we are right now.
Well, I have serious doubts we'll ever run out of anything to talk about, Charlie.
You're here.
After all, we talk about corruption and stuff all day long. And believe me, you never run out of that.
Right, man. So it's been, I guess about a month since I talked to you last. What's been going on down there in New Zealand with all that stuff lately?
Well, you know how the New World Order's everywhere?
Yep.
And you know how there's basically Agenda 21 and Codex Alimentarius and police state and fluoride and smart meters and chemtrails and all that kind of stuff going on, right?
Yep.
Same here.
Yep.
And we're all fighting against it a lot of the time. And just recently the government's now selling the state assets, so it's going to sell the power companies to foreign New World Order control corporations.
Congratulations.
And so all our power prices are going to jack up exponentially.
Well,
and so we had that big protest against it, as I said. But what I found interesting was that the mainstream political parties who were supportive of the protest, which got a good 6,000 people, which is a pretty reasonable size of a protest for New Zealand, only 4 million of us here in the whole country, they had the podium and the speeches afterwards. We had people from the Green Party saying, oh, this is a big mistake and we're repeating the mistakes of the past. And I was just like, this is not a mistake. This is intentional. Stop being naive. These people are doing it on purpose. It is meant to do bad to the country. And people have got to wake up to this. You've got to stop being believing in the system anymore, because the system has lied to you for so fracking long that to believe in it is an exercise in nothing but insanity. It is just the most foolish, naive, and gullible thing to do, to act like somebody else is going to save you when they've lied to you the past three elections so far. In fact, I was talking with an actor who was there, and a fairly well-known New Zealand actor. I don't remember his name, of course. And I postulated the theory that perhaps the two main political parties are two cheeks of the same ass. And he was virulently against that idea. He says that, even though the Labour Party sold the assets back in the day and now the National Party is selling the assets today, and they've all been selling them each and every time either one of them ever gets elected, pretty much, it doesn't mean that they're the same people, because they're radically different today than they were back then. And I said, well, if they're so radically different today than then, how can you tell whether or not there's any consistency to their policy? And he didn't have an answer for that one. Because when these people keep changing their tunes and doing different things all over the time, it means you can't trust them anymore. The only people you can trust are the people who've been saying the same stuff for ages and have been proven to be right all the time. You know, Ron Paul, for instance, is the US equivalent of a guy we have here named Winston Peters, who's been in the parliamentary game for at least maybe 30 years or something like that. Incredible wit, always making fun of these people. He called our defense minister an illiterate woodshop teacher. Oh yes. Now that's the kind of rough and tumble I want to see in my New Zealand parliament. Oh yes.
No, but man, I sort of get the we got a call. You guys want to take a call?
Welcome.
Sure.
Alright, let's check it out. Let's see here. Alright, caller, you are live on the air. Go ahead, over.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, man. We're just hanging out. We're having a big Sunday extravaganza. Can you please state your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Drew. I'm from Lansing, Michigan, the capital of Michigan, that is.
All right, man. So we got Snake Man on the air. We have our buddy Vinny Eastwood on the air. What's on your mind?
Not really much. Just actually tuned in, so I'm about ready to cook some dinner.
Well, that is always good to cook some dinner. What are you cooking? Are you cooking from scratch, or are you just cooking some stupid bullshit TV dinner?
Well, so basically some stupid shit, but it's not TV dinner. It's actually mashed potatoes, good old mashed potatoes and macaroni salad.
That's comfort food, my friend. Comfort food. Carbo-rich comfort food.
Well, we ain't rich.
Well, ironically, it won't comfort you much, because when you're, is it pretty late at night over there at the moment, or no?
No, it's about dinner time, supper time for a lot of people.
No, in Michigan, I think it's about like 8 o'clock, am I right?
Yeah.
Lansing, Michigan.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I was just thinking last night, right?
It's 7:56 over here right now.
Yeah, 7:56.
I've been taking to basically stuff myself in the evenings now, man. You know how sometimes you'll have your dinner early and then by the late at night you're kind of hungry and you want to eat something? I just don't.
Oh, yeah.
I just refuse to eat something, man. And I think I've dropped like 5 kilos, which I think is like 12 or 13 pounds in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
Well, see,
like when you eat late at
money,
night, your body spends
money
all
with
the
everything
whole,
that's going on, bro. You have to kind of do that now.
Definitely.
You know, with everything going on right now, we don't got much money up here.
That being said,
you know,
So you're from Lansing. How close is that to Detroit? Is that pretty close?
We're like 2 hours. We're actually 2 hours away from Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot of good music comes out of Detroit. Like one of my favorites are Insane Clown Posse. Love those guys. Kid Rock can eat a dick, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, Kid Rock's pretty good, though. You know, he was back in the day.
But I am loyal to Hank Williams III, not Hank Williams Jr., but Hank Williams III, and him and Kid Rock are fighting right now because for some reason they have sibling rivalry going on. Well, Kid Rock is not even a son of Hank, but I am way more of a fan of Kid Rock III than Hank Williams III than Kid Rock, and so I must, and not only that, I like Insane Clown Posse better than Kid Rock.
Yeah.
And so I side with those guys. Hey, this wouldn't happen to be Kid Rock live on the air, would it? Are you any relation to Kid Rock, by the way?
No, I'm no relation to him.
And his name Bob something? Bob, what's his name? Bob something? His real name?
I have no clue. I don't know the guy.
It could be Kid Sock for all we know.
Yeah, so the thing
Sock.
There you go.
Anyway,
the one I actually
a
caller has a question. Yeah, please go ahead, sir.
The one guy from Detroit I do not like, he's not originally from Detroit, and he keeps on claiming he's from Detroit. That's Eminem. I do not like. I like his music and everything, but that dude, when he came out with that album saying I'm in Detroit, I was born and raised here.
Right.
Nah, as soon as I heard that, I was like, nah, dude, you from Minnesota or something like that.
Hey, by the way, have you ever heard that song by ICP? It's all about Eminem's mom. I think it's called Eminem.
We actually listened to that. Actually,
it's great.
We're actually working on a track about Eminem, and then ICP. Oh. We actually backed out of it because ICP already took it over. So we just said fuck
that's
it.
It's funny. Yeah, they wrote a whole song about fucking Eminem's mom, and it is.
Yeah. Oh, they dogged him out bad. Like they even took out some of his original stuff. And remade it against him and called him a faggot and stuff. It was funny.
Well, I mean, back in the day, he did. I'm sorry.
Well, breaking news here in New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
We've just allowed that we're going to have some oil drilling off the coast of our capital city.
Oh,
really?
All over the place, man. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have, like, Gulf of Oil Cana incident washing up on the shores of the freaking giant Masonic beehive of Parliament. It'll be great.
Oh, man.
Maybe they'll spray some Corexit on those politicians, eh? That'll help us out with that roach problem infestation that we got down there.
That's great. Hey, by the way, caller, you want to... We only have a half hour left in the show. I mean, what the fuck, man? You want to stay on the show for the next half hour? I mean...
Oh, hell. Shit. I've got nothing better to do.
Might as well, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to actually have to hang up and reconnect because my call recorder's not quite working here. So I'm just going to reset my Skype.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Just reconnect me when I come back online.
Yeah, it'd be great to have Vinny live on air. But yeah, man. So anyway, how did you even get turned on to this show, Lansing, Michigan?
I'm actually a Blog Talk Show radio host myself, so I know all the ins and outs of the funny shows that are on the internet. So
yeah, no, it's really weird. I really don't even. Well, every now and then I'll do a Sunday show, but for the most part, I do my show Monday through Friday, but. My boys from Sacramento talked me into doing a show tonight, and and what's weird is, yeah, they were only on for the first 15 minutes, and then they hung up, so.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, you guys are lucky to have me on here. A lot of radio shows have, because I'm actually supposed to be out protesting right now.
Back up. You're supposed to be doing what again?
I'm supposed to be protesting right now, actually. But, see, what kind of backed us up this week is about 3 weeks ago we had a fire, so we kind of canceled it.
So what's the deal with the protest? I mean, what's up with that?
Well, see, I'm actually the founder of United States Band of Brothers. 2 years ago, I was starting by the Klan, and that's when we originally started, was 2 years ago.
You were in the Klan?
No, we're against the Klan. I was never. My mom and my sperm donor, yeah, they were, but I was never.
Wow, this is interesting. So your family comes from a Klan background, but you protest against the Klan?
Yeah, see, my mom and sperm donor do not like the Klan anymore. You know, they actually figured out, because they weren't in the part where they were hanging people and stuff. They were in the part where my mom and sperm donor found out they were robbing banks. Which is when they were starting to switch over to Christianity or try to say, oh, we don't hurt people, we ain't going to try to kill people.
Right.
See, I kind of got my mom and dad out of that. So when they heard stuff I was doing.
This is fascinating, man. Please just tell the whole story. This is incredibly fascinating.
I actually changed my, most of my family, some of my family didn't like my parents, you know. They didn't like them. Some of my family, I probably say one-third. I'm trying to figure out a percentage of my family that was in this. Some of my family was racist, and the other part of my family was not. And
yeah.
I was just one of the few, that was not, you know, I did not like being racist, because I'm mixed. I'm mixed with Mexican, Indian, Irish, and Dutch. So when it comes down to it, I look more white than anything, but I still am mixed.
Hey, by the way, Lansing, our buddy Snake Man here, he's a high-stepping yeller. He is a mulatto. So speaking of mixes, we have Yeah,
I can relate to that. So, I can relate to what the guest caller is saying, because when you're of that color, you'll get to see discrimination from both sides of the fence, white and black, and it's extremely ugly and it's disturbing. And we'll be talking about that stuff on Ninja One Radio all the time, and how to bring people together and stop the hate. But continue
I just want to welcome Vinny Eastwood back. But Vinny, we have a fascinating guest on, man. This guy comes from a Ku Klux Klan background in his family, and right now he belongs to an organization that fights the Ku Klux Klan. So you with your story, this is fascinating, man.
Is that some kind of clan that has both pigeons and chickens? It's like the Ku Klux Klan?
Hey, that's what we call them, but actually, you know, to be real technical, these group people think they're actually dead. They're not. They're fully alive, and they're ready to kill. They have already said it. I'm not really for sure the date that they were down in Kentucky, but these people are ready to kill. They already threatened me, my family.
Right.
My son, and that's the reason we brought out the Band of Brothers, so because of this whole factor.
And you know what's great, dude, Vinny? We were started interviewing this guy, and this guy is actually a talk show host, too. It's like it's like the conglomeration of the stupid fucking talk show hosts. But
somebody made a point to me the other day that talk show hosts in general are the kind of people who talk to a lot of other people, particularly sometimes people who have done a lot of research or whatever. So because they associate with so many people who've done so much research, talk show hosts become, in essence, almost expert commentators on daily life in America, or anywhere in the world for that matter, because they talk to the people who know what's going on. So they kind of have more of a perspective than anybody else. So that's why I invite talk show hosts onto my show all the time, man, because, you know, you never run out of stuff to say because you're two people who know what's going on in a lot of ways.
If you're joining us right now, you're picking us up on NinjaOneRadio.com and, of course, with Charles Lamson on The Rant on Blog Talk Radio. And we have Vinny Eastwood from New Zealand. And surprisingly enough, a caller Kent called in who's a host who of his own show and on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, he's fighting the Klan. So we have a bunch of activists online this evening. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, dude, we're actually doing a simulcast right now. We're on two different networks. That being said, my question was, where do you think the Ku Klux Klan? I know a lot of people think they're just a fucking joke now and they've gone away, but which state do you think they're most active in nowadays?
See, that would be down in North Carolina. And actually, I can't say the Loyal White Knights is probably the biggest group, and they're not in one state. They're actually in PA. They're also mixed in with.
So ironic! They're from a Yankee state. That's what's so ironic about it. They're most active in Yankee state.
Well, they're also hooked in with a group down here. I don't know if you guys know of the NSM. Which is the National Social Movement, which is actually a Nazi group. They're down there in Detroit, and they're actually got 40 states. They just combined it in this Kentucky thing, Kentucky.
So let me ask you this. I mean, do you think this is a very serious political movement that is something to be reckoned with, or just some sort of punk rock offshoot?
In Kentucky, I heard a rumor that the KKK was that financed by being financed by the Colonel himself from KFC.
Oh,
well,
really?
Well, of course, he's the Colonel. Yeah, I mean that whole title, Colonel from KFC. Yeah, he was a Confederate Colonel. Yeah, so I mean that whole title in and of itself. But that being I just wanted to bring this up. I mean, do you guys think this is a really serious political organization that needs to be reckoned with, or do you think it's a goddamn joke? Like I do. I seem to think it's a goddamn joke, sort of an offshoot of the skinhead rock community. Go ahead, over.
Well, see, you can't actually, you know. Yes, there for a while I thought these people were a joke. But you got to see, they have already robbed some of the banks, probably half of the banks that's been in the United States. Remember that bombing back in Oklahoma that was done by Tim? He was actually a part of them.
He was a patsy, man.
He was actually a part of them. It comes down to it.
But don't you think that he was pretty much of a patsy set up by our own government?
The Ku Klux Klan actually admitted that he was a part of them.
Yeah, he was a regular churchgoer and whatnot, but, I mean, how familiar are you with false flag activity? 911, Oklahoma City. They were both false flags put on by the Iraqi government. Named off Muslims, so to attack Muslims.
You're feeding back here, but nothing.
It's a divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah.
That's my own opinion, but I didn't mean to step on you, but what's your opinion then? Go ahead, over.
From what I was told, and I have researched this, and he was part of the the group I was just talking about. And the guy that I was talking about that threatened my son.
Yeah,
he's
part of like the Christian White Knights or something like that. He was called...
No, the Royal White Knights. They're actually supposed to be Christian, but they're not. If you go on YouTube and you look at this video, they actually say, we're coming back out to hang people. They actually, and, you know, this is something that you got to look at. This is out in the open. This is not being hid. You know, these are actually the people actually coming out saying we're coming back. And they do need to be stopped.
And your name,
you know,
I'm sorry, you're calling from Lansing, and your name and your website or your show is Band of Brothers, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Drew, actually, my brother. And my
Tell us where we can find your show. Yeah.
All right. You can find me at, I still do one over here on Blog Talk, which is Gangster Ace and Curses radio show. And then you can find me on Monday nights, which is tomorrow, at 8 p.m. at TalkShoe.com, which is Gangster Ace and Curses radio show again. Me and my wife actually do that, both of these shows together now.
Nice.
And it's called Band of Brothers.
How long have you been doing them?
The website right now is being torn back down. We're actually redoing everything. We're actually going to be putting up a new website. So
under construction, my friends.
Yeah.
Have you been a radio show host for long?
I've been a radio show host for Blog Talk for about 5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, something tells me this guy has been an activist for a while. I just had that gut feeling. I'm not trying to promote the Klan or anything, but still, they are an activist organization. So, I mean, if you come from that kind of background...
No, technically the definition is a terrorist organization.
Well, which...
They are different.
I mean, you're running
you're
lynching black people, you're preaching hate, which the definition of terrorism is using fear and intimidation to coerce particular points of view or obedience from people. That's what they do, terrorist organizations.
See, the difference between us and groups like that, like I won't even, really, real talk, I won't even kind of support the Occupy group, because I don't know if you know, but the Nazis were down there with them. I don't mess with any Nazis. We're a group that don't look for violence.
We're not.
But if violence comes to us, we will protect ourselves.
But believe me, I love the spirit of free speech. But yeah, that whole Occupy movement was totally co-opted. Much like the Tea, I was in favor of the Tea Party when it first came out. But it was like 6 months after the Tea Party came out.
Have you noticed that there's no coverage of Occupy virtually anywhere on mainstream media anymore? It's just like it was back in the beginning. Like, the Occupiers are still there, and it's still huge, and there's just no coverage anymore. They're like just acting like it doesn't exist.
Yeah. And, well, see, they won't even touch me. Any of the news, they won't mess with me. Like, they will not, they even try to put me on video.
Yeah,
I think someone has threatened these people and told them, if you put him on the show, we're going to shut down your show or something.
They only want to put dumbasses on the air who can't put
like Chris Barker.
Coherent sentence together, yeah.
Yeah, like Chris Barker or Jeff Scope, Schofield, or whatever that Nazi dude's name is. But Chris Barker is actually the guy that threatened my son. He's the IW for the Loyal White Knights. And that's the guy I've been looking for. That, you know, because he's the one that brought attention to me. I was actually a co-host on Blog Talk when I was threatened. So.
Yeah, I've been threatened too. And it seems to be the modus operandi for most Nazis, Jew haters, anybody that really hates the human race because they blame their pathetic lives on someone else instead of taking self-responsibility for their own crappy lives and doing something about it. You obviously did something about it. You were a younger man. You saw through the hate. You went another way. And, of course, when you go that other way and you start to expose it to the light, the first thing cowards and bullies do is threaten you with death threats. I'm a former soldier. I've been threatened all my life. And when I'm getting threatened by cowards and bullies from the Klan or Nazi haters from Stormfront, I know that I'm over the target and I'm doing my job. I'm not here to make friends with these people. I'm here to expose them to the light of day. And I hope that eventually people will understand that hate is not going to solve the problem. Hate perpetuates the problem. And if you're part of the hate problem, then you're not part of the solution. Over.
Right, Stanko.
Yeah, exactly. He just corrected Jeff Schofield, Jeff Scope, or whatever that dude's name. Because Jeff Scope turned around and said it the other way around. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You're exactly right. You know, these people are definitely probably, you know, not part of the solution. They're always part
definitely
of the problem.
Not.
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting that I find it very interesting, Drew, that despite the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center spends an inordinate time focusing on really, really irrelevant organizations like, for instance, Alex Jones InfoWars, the Patriot Movement at large, when we really do have a serious group of haters out there in America who are wandering around waving a Second Amendment in our face and saying, look, if I want to say the word nigger, I'm going to say the word nigger. And if I want to kill Jews and kill niggers, that's what I'm going to do, and I have the right to do it. Yes, you do have the right to do it.
No, no, no. Yeah, that's
but
not true.
You,
that's
you know what?
True. Nobody has the right to take away other people's life, liberty, or property.
No, I think he was being tongue-in-cheek, Vinny.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. What I'm saying is, yeah, you've got the right to do anything you want. But if you think there's not going to be repercussions to what you're doing, you're sadly wrong. Whether in a sovereign country or in a democracy or in a republic like we live in now. But I find it very interesting that these people do not get the scrutiny of the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Department of Homeland Security and
it's
local law enforcement.
It's because they're feared.
It's not because they're feared. It's because they're supporting
them.
No. They condone it.
You misheard me. I said they're feds.
Oh, well, some of them are.
They're working
some
for the federal government. Nobody else can come out and say this kind of stuff without getting busted and going to jail except the feds. And the feds, you find that they're behind almost all of the terrorism and extremism and fascism and all the Ku Klux Klan and all. Every kind of group that promotes hatred, violence, or any aggression or anything like that instantly gets stamped out if they're not sponsored by the government.
Well,
I'd have to say you're right.
See what actually brought me
more out. I think what really got me in jeopardy. I'm more of a target because my family, being an ex part of the Klan, and me turning my family against them, and then me being a radio show host. I'm a rapper, you know, and. I'm the founder of the Banner Brothers, and we're against these people, you know. So I'm a big target. But I think radio show hosts, if we are against these kind of people, we're going to be a target. Because like what's-his-name said earlier, we talk to a lot of people. And how do we know those people that we are talking to don't know the Klan, aren't part of the Klan, you know?
Correct.
So when it comes down to it, we radio show hosts all together are targets.
That's right. We Band of Brothers, we Ninja Warriors, we Charles Lamson, the Rants, the Vinnie Eastwoods of the world. Absolutely. But, you know, I don't mind being a target. I think if you're not a target, then you're not engaged in the fight. And if you're not a target and you're listening at home because you're afraid to be a target, then you're going to be, again, part of the problem. You're going to be one of those Americans or Canadians that will be taken to one of these stupid detention camps because you went along with everything, because you didn't stand up when the time was to stand up. And the time to stand up to this stuff is right now. There was never a time that it went out of fashion to stand up against racism or tyranny or sexism or anything like that. Maybe it's fallen out of fashion, I don't know, but it's very much alive and well in Drew's life right now because people are actively trying to kill him because of his views. Now, why would people try and kill somebody that believes in the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? If A, he wasn't a Fed, as Vinny is so adroitly put two and two together, or B, this person's just like 80% of the population, an ignorant dumbass who only knows hate because hate is the only way he can figure out why his or her life is so shitty. And so he has to blame it on a Jew or a black or the New World Order, what have you. It's time to stop.
And it has nothing
blaming.
To do with them. It has
it's
nothing
to
do with them whatsoever.
Blame.
They didn't cause all your life problems. They didn't cause you to hate everything. You did. You
exactly.
You sat there and you got treated like scum by your parents or by other people or things like that.
Yep.
And you couldn't reconcile the situation because you did nothing wrong. So you start to perpetuate that situation because you didn't get over it. And those people who do not get over the bad shit and the trauma that happens in their lives continue repeating it until they get over it. And many never do, but
exactly.
Everybody, I think, everybody that goes through bad shit in their life and has to deal with or even joins hate groups
and
or
Drew
whatever has
did.
The capacity to wake up and, yeah.
Drew obviously did. I mean, what adversity to be in a family that is a full-blown Klan, then to deprogram that family, and it must have taken a long time, Drew. I'd love to hear more about this, and we're going to, if you'd like to stay on. But I don't want you to. I know you've got to eat too, and I want to come back to your comments. But I think some people sort of ignore the fact that it's getting harder and harder to feed yourself out there in Lansing, Michigan, and I think it's getting harder and harder for a lot of Americans to feed themselves good quality food or no quality food, just the fine food. But let's go back to the fact that it took a lot of adversity and tremendous courage for Drew for you to do what you do, and to be at it for 5 years, brother. The only way that you're going to not become a victim, as far as I'm concerned, is to keep that target on your back so that we all know who's got the targets on their back. And if any one of us goes down in this fight, we'll be there to pick up the slack and identify the perpetrators as to who did it. Because you're no longer we are a band of brothers. I call my radio station NinjaOneRadio.com. I call the listeners and the people that participate Ninja Warriors because we are at war. We are in a spiritual war, as Vinny has said before. We're in a psychological war. We're in a moral war. We're in a psychological war. So, and they're not going to win, goddammit. They're not going to win. I'm not going to let some goddamn coward, some goddamn bully, some federal agent dictate and tell me how I'm going to live my life and hide under the covers because they've got a gun. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Drew, how did you get out of that social circle, can I ask? Because I found that a lot of people who get out of any of those types of organizations, they have to change their social circles entirely and either go it alone with their family or whatever, or they have to start being with new people, a new social circle that reinforces positive behavior.
See, my family was never – they never taught me to be racist. You know how some people, if they're racist, they're going to teach their kid to be that way. Well, I didn't listen to my mom. I didn't listen to my dad, you know. I kind of found people at school because at my point when I was growing up, we had blacks, Mexicans. We had different cultures in there, you know, and I was taught a different way. And I came home and, you know, I asked my mom, I'm like, Mom, I met this kid, you know, and she's like, okay. And I brought him home, you know, and my mom turned around and was like, she gave him a funny look, but, you know, that was the start of it. Me bringing home a black kid home from school, you know, and it really ate my mom up because she was like, oh, my God, I can't do this to him. That's his best friend, you know. And that's where it first started. And then I started listening to the rap and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, you know, like, when you're looking at a child, man, it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to direct your hate at a fucking child. Yeah, I mean.
No.
Oh, I don't think it's hard at all for some people. I think some people think it's a good thing.
To the Klan, to the Klan, they don't care, though. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a child, they will kill children, even white children. They don't care.
Oh, yeah.
They will. Yeah, they already talked about killing my woman's children. That's not even mine. And they're white, you know.
Yeah,
they already turned around and told me.
They glory in killing A, either women.
No, see, you understand.
B, pregnant women.
You understand then that the mentality behind it is not actually racism at all. It's just a general hate for the human race. And they're just kind of personifying it on people. And basically, anybody
the
who they just come
race,
up with a reason
for
to hate or despise or whatever.
Anyway, you're gonna if you're gonna carry on, Drew, we gotta give Drew a number to call into because my show's about to end, man. So if you're gonna carry on the show and you want Drew to carry on with us, he's gonna have to have a site. Maybe we should add him to Skype or something.
Yeah, if you could just give him my Skype address, it's. I sent my contact information to Vinny too.
Okay.
And if you want to Skype me and join the call on ninja1radio.com, Drew, it's Jeff Snake, J-E-F-F, and then S-N-A-K-E. That's my Skype contact name, and I'll add you to the call. And Vinny's already on the call, so I'll just reconnect with all of you.
I don't got Skype. I don't even know how to use that.
Okay, no problem. It's a free program, and if you have a microphone at home and the internet, you can just use Skype and download it and join us and send me a contact information. Or you can call Lamson back at Charles Lamson. Charles can just talk you through his line, I guess.
He's called Blog Talk line, which will end.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you want to go into the O5, you might want to check out ninja1radio.com, ninja1radio.com, and then we can take the overdrive from there if you want. But I wasn't even going to do a show tonight, but it's weird.
If we don't have Drew on as a guest, it seems kind of silly to continue that. But you know what you should do, Drew, is that we're going to lose in 20 seconds, so call back tomorrow night to the rant, and let's continue this. It's great.
Yeah, Bye. Monday Friday, man. Monday Friday, my friend.
All right, Jay.
Thanks, Drew. Nice to meet you, man. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome.
Fascinating topic.
Thank you, Charlie. Worst radio show ever. I love it.
Bar none.